kind of. Now that I mentioned it, yeah, oh, absolutely. That's...
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, I ask your blessing right now on all the moms in this place. I also ask your blessing, God, on all those who have the heart of a mother. Father, we are here because of our mothers. And God, I ask a blessing on the women in this place today. Lord, that the sacrifices that they have made to raise children and to be a part of guiding them and nurturing them, the sacrifices that they have made, let those sacrifices, Father, not go unnoticed. But God, bless all those who have that mother's heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's what I want to talk about. I want to start in a portion of Scripture, a couple portions of Scripture that usually don't go with Mother's Day. Actually, I'm not one who likes to preach, you know, topical messages that pertain to certain, you know, I'm not always about, well, it's Mother's Day, we got to have a Mother's Day message, or it's Father's Day, we got to have a Father's Day. I'm not always like that, but this year, just the Spirit of the Lord just kind of spoke to my heart and said, you know what, let's go there. Let's bless those who have a mother's heart. And I say that intentionally, those who have a mother's heart, because not everybody who has a mother's heart has children. But you have a mother's heart, and that is powerful, and I'm going to speak about that here. But I want to turn to a portion of Scripture that usually we would use for our Christmas message. And it's found first, the first portion I want to look at is Luke chapter 2, verse 8. It says that now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Stop there just for a moment. Good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. Who are all people? Us. Do you understand that God wants you to have not just joy, He wants you to have great joy. Are you experiencing great joy because of your understanding of what Jesus has done for you? If not, I want to encourage you to dig deeper. Seek Him harder. Get in His presence. Ask Him to come into your life in a much greater way because He wants you to have great joy. Verse 11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them in heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this Christ. Now, I love these shepherds in that particular portion of Scripture. It says they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. I love that because I see in these shepherds an evangelistic heart. And I hope that that heart is in each and every one of us. You have been told things about Jesus Christ, and I hope you're making it widely known. We, as believers in Jesus, if we keep our mouths shut, if we bury that talent that we have in us in the sand, guess what happens when Jesus comes back? He's going to say, "Where's the fruit? Where's the increase? You should have invested what I gave you." These shepherds were investing what God had given them. God had told them some things about Jesus, and they said, "You know what? Let's make it widely known." And I encourage you, as people who have been told something about Jesus. Has everybody been told something about Jesus? I think everybody here probably has. I hope that you believe it. I hope you grab hold of it. And I hope that you tell others the things concerning Jesus. Verse 18, "And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary, the mother of Jesus, kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Look at now a little farther on. Not just a few verses away, verse 41. Some time has passed. Jesus has grown. He's now 12 years old. And it says in verse 41, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of feast. Yeah. You know what's funny? I just had a thought. It never tells us how old Mary and Joseph were. It just tells us how old Jesus was. Tomorrow I'm going to turn 51. Tomorrow I am on the... My wife, I said to my wife, I'm like, oh man, I'm over the hill. She goes, no, you're right at the peak. I'm on top. I'm right on top of the world. After tomorrow, I start going down the other side. I hope it's a nice trip down. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's not about how old we... For those of us who are parents, it's not about how old we are, is it? It's about how old our children are. When I look at my daughter, I realize she's going to be 28 years old. I'm like, wow. Yeah, exactly. How did that happen? It's just a thought. I don't know if that did anything for anybody, but it just kind of struck me. And it doesn't talk about how old the parents are, just Jesus. Anyway, verse 43, when they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. Oh, there's so many things I could say about that. Have your kids ever been someplace where, or not been someplace where you thought they should be? Did that ever happen? They're just following Jesus' steps. Don't worry about it. Yeah, okay. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." Anybody's kids ever made you a little anxious? Yeah. You're in good company. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Talking about his father in heaven. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Now all you children that are here, oh, I let them go too early. All you children downstairs, you show them this verse. Parents, show them verse 51 of Luke chapter 2. He was subject to them. Those of you that are still here, that are children or teenagers, remain, be subject to your parents. Listen to them. Do what it is they want you to do. Be obedient. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. I bring those two portions of Scripture up because I find it interesting. It says that Mary kept everything that was said about her son, everything that the shepherds said about him, she kept those in her heart. And it says here in this portion that everything that her son said, she kept in her heart. That's a mom. How many moms? You keep everything in your heart that pertains to your children. It is in there. Every little detail. That's the heart of a mother right there. It concerns our mothers when we're not where we're supposed to be, doing the things we're supposed to be doing. It concerns our mother. They are concerned. Hallelujah. Oh, that's your baby. Well, happy birthday. She says, "I'm a mother. I don't care if I'm sitting in the middle of church, that's my kid, and I'm answering the phone." Hallelujah, sister. Amen. That's a mother's heart right there. I should have planned it out better. I should have at this time. If moms, if you got your phones with you, if your kids aren't with you, go ahead and call them up right now. Just get your phone out, dial them up. No. No, don't do that. But here's the thing. Today what we want to do is we want to celebrate all of you women who have the heart of a mother. And I say it like that on purpose. I read an article earlier this week that talked about women who are, not all women enjoy Mother's Day. Not all women like at the end of the service when the pastor says, hey, everybody who's a mom, stand up. Because sometimes Mother's Day is a very difficult day for some women. And I'll give you a little example. Some women have a mother's heart but haven't had the opportunity to have children yet. And you know what? We want to celebrate you. For some reason in high school, when I learned that the woman who is now my wife, all she wanted in life was to get married and have children. For some reason, I was drawn to her. For some reason in my heart, and I believe it was God back then. I didn't know God back then, but after coming to know God, I really believe he was speaking to my heart, saying, you be the one to fulfill that dream for her. She had a mother's heart in high school. And you know what? There may be some young women here who you're young. You haven't been married yet. You haven't had an opportunity to have children, but you have a mother's heart. We want to bless you today. We want to celebrate you today. And you know, it's not only the women who have had children of their own, but all women who have that mother's heart. You have in your heart love for children. You have in your heart care for children. Some women have a mother's heart, but they're not physically able to have children. We want to celebrate you too. You know, we read in our Bibles several women who throughout their lives they were barren, and it was like the worst thing ever. They couldn't deal with the fact that they didn't have children. They had that heart of a mother. And you know what? If there's any here this morning that has that situation, you should be celebrated as well. Today is your day. To the woman who has the heart of a mother, there's no greater desire than to have children of her own. But you know what? That doesn't always happen. Barrenness doesn't change the fact that you are an amazing woman who God will use in a mighty way. As one who has a mother's heart. You can look all around. You can if you go to any place where they any place where a family has adopted a child, that wouldn't happen without mother's hearts. Do you know that? The reason why, after my children have grown, we took in another one, it's all because my wife had the compassion in the heart of a mother. She saw a child that had need of a mother, and she said, we're taking that one home with us. It's all about that mother's heart. There are some women who have a mother's heart who have had children, but due to some difficult circumstance has lost them. And I don't need to go into details. If you've lost a child, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you have that heart of a mother that longs. And you know what? You deserve to be celebrated today as well. We celebrate all of you because it's that mother's heart in you that every child needs. Think about yourself. When you were growing up, the need you had for a mother. And I hope that you all had one. I'm sure there are situations where some children grow up without a mother. But let me tell you something. I would not want to have had grown up without my mother. Because she had the heart of a mother that every child needs. It's the kind of heart like Mary that hears and holds on to that child no matter what. Hears everything about him and holds it, keeps it. Mary kept everything about her son in her heart. I'm so glad that I am in somebody's heart. I'm in my mother's heart. And those of you that are mothers, or those that you have a mother's heart, there's someone in your heart, isn't there? And you know what? There are people that have a mother's heart that they don't even raise children, but maybe they raise kitties or puppies. You know where that comes from? That comes from that heart of a mother to raise, to nurture, to care for, to love, to give love and to be loved. I want you to think about your mother and what you mean to her life. And I hope you do exactly like Evie's child did. Call her up today. If you can't be in her presence, call her up today. My mom's got a picnic going to happen. I'm planning on going over there and spending at least a few minutes. I've started recently telling my mother, every time I leave her place, I'll go to her home, every time I leave, I tell her I love her. And we both laugh. Because it's not something that we did growing up. It's not something that we made a habit of. But I told my mom the other day. I said, you know what? We're gonna start this habit. And so I'll head for the door, and she'll yell out, "I love you, Dale." And I'll say, "I love you, Mom." And then we'll both laugh. She's doing it with the rest of my brothers and sisters too. Well, that's where that came from. Amen. I got to put my picture on the top of the list. At my mom's house, there's a. She's got all of our pictures. Our senior pictures is from high school. Okay, that's a while back for some of us. And they're from top. They start at the top and go down. And I'm sure originally, it went from oldest to youngest. But me and my siblings, we goof around a lot. And whoever we think but deserves the top spot, we go in there and we switch them around all the time. Or if they don't deserve this top spot, we put them at the bottom. I need to go put mine on top. I tell my mama I love her. Oh, Lori was weeding gardens yesterday. Oh, man. I got to figure out my mom's love language. Start speaking it. Amen. But you who have the heart of a mother, you keep everything about your children in your care and in your heart, don't you? And that's a wonderful blessing for us children, believe me. It's awesome. And you are an awesome person, and you should be celebrated today. Do you know that you who have the heart of a mother have the ability to shape nations? Do you know that? You ladies, you have the ability to shape nations. I want to share a portion of scripture with you in Proverbs chapter 31. Oh dear. For those who didn't hear it, we've taken in a nephew who has his father is from Mexico, and so he has Mexican descent. And here I'm saying, moms, you who have the heart of a mother have the ability to shape nations. And my wife says, I'm having a hard time shaping one Mexican, let alone a whole nation. Oh, Cruz. Proverbs chapter 31. The words spoken here, it says in first verse, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Here's a king, and if you read the rest of that chapter, and I'm going to touch on just a couple of verses. If you read the rest of that chapter, what you are reading is the things that the king of a nation was taught by his mother. Oh, I hope that my children listen to their mom in such a way that when they become leaders, and my children, they are becoming leaders. It is awesome. Well, I'm sorry, I forgot to flip the thing. Oh, man, I'm way ahead of myself. We celebrate all you women who have a mother's heart. There we go. Don't think that the words you speak, your children, are insignificant. Don't think that the instruction that you give them won't be carried out for the rest of their lives, to the point where when they become leaders, they will remember it and it will be powerful in their lives and it will help them shape even nations. Ladies, you're awesome. I hope you realize the great significance that you are to your children. If you are one who has a mother's heart, you are priceless. Proverbs 31 verse 10 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Again, this is talking about what King Lemuel was taught by his mother, and she's teaching him how powerful and how wonderful it is to have a virtuous woman. To be a virtuous woman, to have that virtuous woman in your life. It says that her price is far above rubies. Ladies, the devil will tell you that you're worthless. Sometimes your children will. They won't understand everything you're trying to do in their life. But I know this, if you've got a mother's heart, you are priceless. Your value far exceeds even the finest rubies that can be found on the earth. Ladies, I hope you leave this place understanding just how incredible you are, how awesome you are. And I'm going to touch on this verse again in a few moments, but before I do, you who have a mother's heart deserve every blessing and praise that God, that your children, and that your husband can give you. If you go a little farther in this chapter, verse 28 says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." Gentlemen, if you're sitting next to a woman who has a mother's heart, turn to her and give her some praise. And we're like, how do we do that? Tell her how wonderful she is. Tell her how grateful you are that she is in your life. And all of you ladies who have a mother's heart, I want you to hear that. And if there's a woman sitting next to you, even if she's not your wife, you tell her she's awesome today. Hallelujah. And if you're a child in this place and your mother is here, I really want you to give her some praise. Give her some thanks. Heap some love on that mother of yours, because she is priceless, worth far above rubies. And you are blessed to have her. You understand that? You are blessed to have your mama. I want to go back just for a moment to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28, or no, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? And I want you to understand what the word virtuous means in that verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. That word virtuous, if you look it up, it means strength, it means ability, and efficiency. It means wealth. It means force. And it means army. All of those words there that you see are the definition for the word virtuous in that verse. Who can find a woman who is strong, who is efficient, who has ability, whose wealth, who is worth, I mean, her worth is greater than rubies. She is wealthy, maybe not in finances, but certainly in love and in nurturing. And she is like the force of an army. Anybody ever get in between a mother and her child? Look out. I want to ask you this, ladies. Do you understand the value and the power, the significance that God gives you as women? I struck something over there. I don't know what. But I know this, that a woman who has the heart of a mother is all of those things. She is strong. She has ability. And she is efficient. You ever wonder how your moms do the things they do? Mom, how do you do all that? Especially those who have a lot of siblings. I'm one of five kids. I don't know how she did it. I got two, and I picked up another, and I'm still, I can't figure it out. She did it efficiently because she had God-given ability, and she gave us a wealth. I mean, wealth, that word wealth, there's so many things, so many directions you could go with the word wealth when it pertains to a woman who has a mother's heart. I mean, there's, because of our mothers, we are rich. We are rich in love. We are rich in nurturing. We are rich in wisdom. We're rich in so many things. And a force. How many has a mother who is an army to be reckoned with all by herself? Yeah. Look out. I'll never forget the day. I have a cousin who went to Ohio State, played football. And he came home from Ohio State football one time. And he was in our kitchen. I'll never forget this. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen my mother. Here's a stocky, strong football player. And he was picking on my mother. My mother grabbed a hold of him from behind and threw him on the floor. And I was like, wow. She just took this stocky, strong football player and threw him on the floor. Nobody messed with my mama after that. I don't remember anyway. You weren't there. My sister was. She goes, I don't remember that. I'll never forget it. I saw it with my own eye. You threaten your children? Do they listen? Amen. Don't mess with mama. She is a force in an army to be reckoned with. Amen. Today, ladies, I want you to be blessed. I want you to know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. I want you to know how much value you are in our lives. And again, it's not about whether or not you've actually had children. It's about whether or not you have that heart of a mother in you. You know if you do. I don't want anybody to feel offended or left out. If you've got that heart of a mother in you, you deserve some praise. You deserve to be celebrated today, and that's what I want to do. Do we have something for the moms? Where is it? Is it downstairs? You want to go get it, Billy? I was away for a few days. Usually my wife and I take care of this, but we went down to see my son. Hallelujah. My wife has that mother's heart. She can't stay away for too long. It's We've had too great a window. It's like, I got to see him. Okay. And let me tell you, she's a force to be reckoned with. When she needs to see her child, don't get in her way. Just pack up the car, go. Be praying for him. He'll be back. Hopefully, he's supposed to graduate June 10th. Our plan is to go down and get him and bring him home and let him start his life as a Ford mechanic. Hallelujah. But ladies, we love you. We are so grateful that you have the hearts of mothers. You know, it takes, in order for a church to do what God has called it to do, it needs women who have the heart of a mother to be able to help this place be what God has called it to be. You know, next month we'll talk about the men. You know, what a great movie, Courageous for Men. But you know what? I think that it takes more courage for a woman to say, you know what? I want to have a child. I know there's going to be pain involved. I know I'm going to have to carry this thing for 9 months. I know that I'm going to have to raise that child for the rest of my life. I'm a guy. What do you want? I don't have a mother's heart. I see children differently. No. But wow, the courage it takes. And then women who have more than one. Wow. Are you out of your mind? You know what happened to your body the first time around, and you're going to do it again? God bless you. How many did you say, Evie? Six? But you raised six. No wonder your hair is white. Anybody have more than six that you raised? How many, Dan?
Seven.
Oh, we have seven. But you're not a mother. Yes. Mrs. Wolf downstairs, she raised seven. Seven. How many of you have one or two? Raise your hand. Keep that hand up high. How many of you with one or two would have liked to gone to seven? Oh, boy. We have one. One courageous woman right there. Amen. My mother wanted 12. She was a child of 11, and she wanted to have one more than her mother. That would have been 12. And had she not had miscarriages, she would have had those 12. How many? 11? Don's mother had 11. You're one of 11. And so did Billy's. Men, I'm telling you what, we've got to just take a step back and give a salute. God bless you, ladies. You are awesome, and we celebrate you today. And if you have the heart of a mother, I want you to come up here and I want you to get a rose. And that doesn't mean you've had children. I'm just saying if you've got the heart of a mother, I want you to come up here, everyone, come on, ladies. I want you to come up here and get a rose and stay up here with me for a moment. There might be some thorns in there, so be careful when you pull them out. But come right up here. And hallelujah. I'm blessed today because I see some young ladies coming up here too who have dreams and hopes. Just like my wife when she was a teenager in college, in high school, had the heart of a mother in her and couldn't wait. Wanted to carry that out. Oh, yes, they will. They've already been children. Come on, don't be shy. There's plenty.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Doesn't the church look lovely with all these women in the front?
1, 2, 3, 4 children.
Easy. Come on, ladies. Don't be shy. There are plenty. Hallelujah. Is everybody come that wants to come and have a rose? We'll definitely make sure they get the ladies that are downstairs. We'll make sure they get one. Gentlemen, I want us to pray for these women. Let's give them some praise. Amen. Ladies, you are incredible. You are worth far more than rubies. And we as men, look at all men are sitting down, we're like, we're not messing with that group. Because you are a force to be reckoned with when it comes to your children. And I pray that God will put in you the same thing that was in Mary, where you will keep everything, not only everything that your children say, but everything that's said about them, that you will raise them the way that God has intended a child to be raised, that you will nurture them, that you will love them, that you will guide them, that you will bring them to the place where they will even lead nations. Isn't that awesome? You ladies perhaps didn't realize how important you are, but I hope today you do. Father, I pray a blessing over these women. In every mom, oh God, that had the courage and the love and the nurture in them to raise a child. Father, I pray blessings over those who haven't been able to have their own. God, that you will give them the children that they desire. I pray for those who have raised maybe one and those who have raised maybe a dozen. Father, that you bless them, that each and every child that came from them, oh God, would be a blessing to them, and that they would, Lord, understand the significance that their mom has been in their lives and return love and appreciation and return praise and just pour out on their moms all the blessings that a mom should have from their child. Father, I pray every woman in here, if there's a hurt from a loss, God, that you will comfort that hurt and that we stand with them in their pain. But Lord, everything is in your care and we trust in your will. And so God, I just pray for every woman here in this place today. They are amazing. And you have blessed us with them. And so they may they be blessed today as we pour out love on them. God, give them strength. Give them ability. Help them to be efficient. Lord, help them to understand their wealth. And God, I pray that the force and the army that you have created inside of them would lead nations. I thank you, God, for virtuous women, virtuous women who have the heart of a mother. Bless them today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, ladies. I hope that you are blessed today. I hope that you're encouraged. And I hope that every single one of your children will give you a call today. Amen. Again, there's no service tonight. We'll be back here Wednesday night for Celebrate Recovery. Monday night, tomorrow night, ladies, you can meet at the Wolf's House. But go and be blessed and enjoy your moms today. Amen. Amen. If you're married to one of these women that's returning to their seats, make sure you give them a hug and some love. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. Love one another as we're dismissed this morning.